USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The Supreme Leader of Iran says the U.S. must lift all sanctions if it wants Iran to live up to its end of the nuclear deal with world powers.
Will the U.S. lift sanctions first in order to get Iran back to the negotiating table?
No.
President Biden responding on CBS state television quoted Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei on Sunday in his first comments on the nuclear state of affairs since President Biden took office. Former President Trump unilaterally withdrew the U.S. from the deal in 2018. Hundreds of protesters calling for the resignation of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu gathered outside his official residence on Saturday night. Protesters want him to step down due to corruption charges and what they say is mismanagement of the country's coronavirus crisis. The trial of Prime Minister Netanyahu for fraud, breach of trust, and accepting bribes set to resume this week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Iran is hoping to get back on better terms with the U.S. now that President Biden is in office.
Iran's supreme leader is urging the U.S. to lift all sanctions if it wants Iran to live up to its commitments under its nuclear deal with world powers. Former President Trump unilaterally withdrew the U.S. from the deal in 2018 as part of what he called maximum pressure against Iran. In response, Iran began to gradually violate its commitments under the deal. Officials have repeatedly stressed the country would not come back into compliance with the 2015 nuclear deal until the U.S. eases its sanctions. Although Biden has promised to rejoin the deal, he has insisted that Iran must first reverse its nuclear steps, creating a contest of wills between the two nations. In a bid to ramp up pressure on the new administration, Iran has threatened to block nuclear inspections later this month. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Diehard NFL fans are counting every moment until Super Bowl 55, about 6.5 hours away. It will be the lowest attended Super Bowl ever thanks to COVID-19 restrictions. About 25,000 fans are expected in Tampa Bay for kickoff between the Buccaneers and Chiefs. Among them are 7,500 vaccinated healthcare workers. The NFL has announced the Hall of Fame class for 2021.
Five-time MVP and two-time Super Bowl champion Peyton Manning will headline the class, along with nine-time Pro Bowl defensive back Charles Woodson and former Detroit Lions wide receiver Calvin Johnson, all three getting in their first year of eligibility. Also in the class of 2021, former Tampa Bay and Denver defensive back and current 49ers general manager John Lynch, former Pittsburgh offensive linesman Alan Faneca, former Dallas wideout Drew Pearson, and former Raiders and Seahawks head coach Tom Flores. They'll be enshrined in Canton the weekend of August 5th through the 9th. The extended event will also include the induction of the class of 2020, with last year's event canceled because of the pandemic. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Nine people are dead and more than 100 are missing after a glacier snapped off in India, sending water, mud, and debris gushing down a mountain. A dozen workers trapped inside a tunnel were rescued. A wall of water smashed into two dams, obliterating at least one of them. A hydropower plant was destroyed and another damaged. 140 workers at the plants are missing. Many villages have been evacuated. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.